Jason Reynolds was born December 6th in 1983 in Washington, D.C. He found inspiration in rap and started writing poetry at the age of 9. Some of his most famous books are A Long Way Down, The Track Series, and Miles Morales Spider-Man. He attended the University of Maryland. Jason Reynolds was named National Ambassador for Young People's Literature in January 2020 for the Library of Congress.
The Long Way Down is a book about a boy named Will. Will's brother was killed. He starts to see ghosts of people he once knew on each floor in the elevator. Will has two choices: to follow the rules or to not. The rule of when one of your loved one gets killed are: number one, no crying; number two, no snitching; and number three is to always get revenge.
Will Holloman lives in a bad area in an apartment building. His dad was killed when he was younger, and his brother was just killed. Will is sad and angry, and he knows he has to follow the code. Number one, no crying, no snitching, and get revenge. But things can happen, and he could get the wrong person, or someone else knows the rules and kills him. Will has two choices: to follow the rules and kill his brother's killer, or to change the way and create a new path. If he kills his brother's killer, he could get himself killed or sent to jail. But if he chooses to let him go, he'll have to live with his brother's killer being free. I think that Will choose to not get revenge and learn from his mistakes of his dad. The mistakes of his dad, Buck, and Sean. Will knows that if he kills Riggs, it could put his mom in danger. If Will doesn't kill Riggs, it would end the cycle and could save lives.
I think the theme of this book is revenge. In the start of the book, his brother named Sean gets shot and killed in a park. After the main character, William, wanted to follow the rules of the block and get revenge. Later that night, he decides to grab his brother's gun, and he slept with it under his pillow. He woke up early that morning to go kill Riggs, who he thought killed his brother. He walked past his mom and out the door and onto the elevator. He was going down the elevator, and a ghost came on. His name was Buck. He was Sean's best friend and told William that he was the one who killed Sean to get him to see what he was going to do. William got mad at that and wanted to kill him, but didn't have the guts to do it. Later on, he tells him the only reason he was dead is because he tried to get revenge, and that if he wouldn't have followed the cycle, then he would have still been alive. I think this made William think about going to get revenge, and that if he does get it, he will feel the same way and that he will end up dead for killing him.
I think that Will chooses to not kill Riggs. I think this because Will doesn't want to make the same mistake his father did and kill the wrong person or miss his shot. If Will doesn't kill Riggs, it could save his life or his mother's. Buck, Sean, and Will's dad all died from the cycle of getting revenge. They got revenge on someone who killed one of their loved ones, and one of those person's loved ones killed them.
We both thought it was a good book overall, but we wish we could get to know the characters a little better. Also, we think that pacing was a little too fast, and if they slowed it down a little bit more, we could get to know the characters better.